delivering you the news vital for your survival in the new millennium. Alex Antri, Outside the Box.
Distortions, lies, corruption. Looking for some answers? Well, guess what? We're looking for some answers too. Welcome to a very special podcast of Outside the Box, transmitting to your PC, April 17th, 2006. With me today is a very special guest who's been on Outside the Box many, many times, Anthony J. Hilder, filmmaker of 9/11, The Great Illusion. Welcome, Anthony.
Well, we have a problem here, and it's hard to deal with if we don't find out where the problem is coming from. People think that there is an invasion of the United States of America, and therefore we must have a great wall, like the Wall of China, which, of course, it's very possible to build if the Chinese could build it in without any tools but their hands and legs and shovels 2,500, 3,000 years ago. We certainly could build one between Mexico and the United States. But that isn't really the problem. The problem is not the invasion coming from of the United States from Mexico, which is in reality going on. But our problem is not addressing the source of the problem. You think, well, it's Mexicans wanting to improve their way of life. They want to be able to send some monies back home. Our answer is to build a wall, yes, and to prohibit people coming across the border. But it's not prohibiting the Mexicans or Latinos from coming across the border into the United States. Our solution is to prohibit the United States citizenry from coming from the United States to Mexico. And if we do that and prohibit the monies that are the wire transfers, which goes from the United States to Mexico, and the checks, then and only then will the problem be solved, but not by us, but by the Mexican government, by Vicente Fox and company.
Anthony,
that's how we stop it. Yes, there's an invasion, but we need the Americanization of Mexico, not the Mexicanization of America.
Anthony, there are a lot of people that are very confused right now over exactly what George Bush's policies really are and how he feels about this immigration issue based on his policies and his rhetoric as opposed to his actions. What do you think his motivation is?
Well, first of all, George, we're talking about Skull and Bones Bush.
Mm-hmm.
This is the guy who laid nude in the coffin, was born again into the satanic order at the Faustian Financial Fraternity at Yale called the Brotherhood of Death. The problem is that people believe this guy, and you know he's not the brightest bulb on the block. Here's an individual who has taken an oath in the coffin, laying nude at the coffin, to a New World Order, to a satanic government, to a Luciferian thousand points of light. That's what he's looking towards, and that's what he's looking forward to. And that is in keeping with everybody else who's gone along the same path for literally centuries now, and that's to have Ein Volk, Ein Reich, Ein Führer, one world, one race, one ruler, one government.
Anthony, do you think that is why we have an open border policy?
Well, yes, of course it's because the amnesty was given to the Mexicans by the United States government. Amnesty was given to them by Ronald Reagan, who pretended to be a conservative. But this guy was so far left, he made Fidel Castro look like a member of the Birch Society. In fact, they used to call him Red Ronnie. And old Red Ronnie and George Bush are two brothers, two individuals that never really came up with many ideas of their own. They're simply parroted from the works of Marx and Mao and David Rockefeller and the Cassius cartel that controls this country. If you take a look at who backs the major demonstrations throughout the United States on behalf of the illegals, the money is not coming from the illegals. The orchestration for these events are not coming from the illegals, or even Mexican citizens here that support the illegalization of America. But it is coming from the major corporations. And you take a look at who is putting up the money.
Okay, Anthony.
Go back to the skull and bones.
Let's talk about the corporations for just a sec. How are they benefiting from the illegal immigration that is now being made legal?
Well, they benefit from essentially what is slave labor.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that they say, well, the Mexicans, they'll get, you know, $5 an hour. They're working for $4 an hour out here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that if it was the old dollar, that would be terrific. But what they're going to do, they're in the process of crashing the dollar. If you take a look at the gas prices now, it's in excess of $3 down here. I took a look at in Malibu, $3.95 a gallon. $3.95 a gallon. That means you could buy 2.5 gallons of gas for $10.
That's amazing.
So, and we take a look at silver, which was down around $3 or $4 an ounce. It's now up past 12. We're talking about gold in excess of 600. Gold will go to $2,000 an ounce. And you need to take a look at the problem and how to take advantage of the problem. Because if you don't, the problem will take advantage of you.
Now, Anthony, how does someone like you deal with accusations of being what some have called a racist if you're against open borders? How do you deal with an allegation like that?
Well, anybody who knows me personally knows that, you know, I have a Cuban uncle. I have a Jewish uncle. I have children that are racially mixed. I want to see the lifestyle and the income of the good Latinos, you know, that are south of the border here, raised and raised and re-raised again, so that they come up, you know, on a par with Americans. If they produce the same amount of work and they put in the same effort, they should get the same wages. But that's not governed by the government. It's governed by free, laissez-faire economics, where people are paid what they are worth. And if you go out to do a job, and you say, I want a job over here washing dishes. The guy says, well, that doesn't, you know, that's not at the top end of the scale here. We'll pay you, but we're only going to pay you $4 an hour because we can get, you know, others to work for $4 an hour coming across the border from Mexico. If they get a job in computer graphics, they say, well, we'll pay you $16 an hour. And if the guys in India can do it for less, they're going to go to India. So we are taking a look at the major corporations exporting our jobs and importing essentially slave labor. So to prevent that, to prevent the American jobs and American high standard of living going south, we have to improve the economy south of the border or in India or anywhere else. And that's called a free market economy. And it's not, and I'm not talking about free market when we talk about the free trade, because free trade is anything but free trade. We have to stop the exportation of wealth that is acquired here by the Latino countries to the Latino countries. And then it will force them, because there are people who are going to be angry and unhappy with the government, into a revolution, and that can only be incited by a revelation, an awakening as to how this game is played. If we stop giving monies via wire transfer to Mexico, that will stop the invasion of the United States from Mexico. In other words, they're coming here so that they can send monies back there, which depletes our currency and the value of our currency. It also depletes our job opportunities for Americans. I believe in borders. But, you know, people should go to a nation to live where they feel most comfortable.
You know, Anthony, on the topic of immigration, it's kind of turned into abortion, if you will, as far as you pick one side, you're going to have a lot of people upset that you express your opinion. You say the other thing, the other group's going to be upset you expressed your opinion. But I'll be honest with you, this is what confuses me about immigration, the issue itself. The lack of media outlets that are talking about the real problems in Mexico, why people would want to come here and leave their land in the first place, and maybe what we can do to help assist their economic situation down there, which of course is in the corporation's hands anyway. It's been that way for a long time.
See, what they do, they devalue the currency. Every time they devalue the currency, they rob from the Mexican people. The Mexican people have been getting robbed over and over, and they'll continue to get robbed over and over again. Because Vicente Fox and Bush are in the same club. It's this Cassius cartel. And if they can, the major corporations can hire the Mexicans from south of the border for less than what they would pay the Americans, the Americans go out of business.
And is Vicente Fox even a Mexican national?
Well, I've heard that he's an American citizen, but I don't know that. I mean, that he has a dual citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard also that he's been, he was born in Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what is the truth, but the truth is that George Bush is talking through both sides of his nose. The truth is that George Bush Sr. was head of the CIA when it was dealing drugs into the United States of America. We're dealing with some ruthless people, some unscrupulous people, some of the most vicious killers in the world. And they have titles like president, like vice president, like secretary of state.
Mm-hmm.
We have the criminalization of the United States with the acceptance of the American people because they think that they can vote for their man.
Anthony, people such as yourself have been talking about the Pan-American Union, free trade agreement, things like that, NAFTA, for some time, how that is a pretext, a precursor, if you will, to the New World Order as far as along economic means.
Well, it does away with borders, and what they're doing here is doing away with the borders, so we'll become a United Nations within in the Western Hemisphere. In other words, Canada, the United States, and Mexico will join. There will be no borders. And as a consequence, this will not bring up the standard of living. It will bring down the standard of living for Americans.
So the new national ID cards they're talking about, they may be in the future, once we have a national ID card, maybe the next step could be a Mexico-Canada-America ID card.
You just hit the nail on the head. You just struck the chord. This is all about getting a national ID. By allowing the invasion from Mexico to take place, and they say, well, this whole program would work if we have amnesty. It'll only work if we do what Ronald Reagan did in 86. And what Ronald Reagan did in 86 is to call amnesty. We had, 2.6 million then, or 3 million. Now it's 20 million. So obviously that didn't work. And then they said, we have to have NAFTA. NAFTA is the SHAFTA. Obviously we were at a point economically where we were an exporting nation. We had a trade surplus with Mexico. And it's gone from the trade surplus to a massive trade deficit. Rather than being in the black, we are in the red. Rather than having fewer people go across the border, we've had more people cross the border. And what it's all about is to bring it to the point where they say, look, to identify this people, there's only one thing that we can do. We can allow them to come into the country and stay in the country, but we have to plant a chip. We've got to plant a chip in the back of their hand or on their forehead if they don't have any hands.
How convenient.
so that they will have the mark of the beast. And this is going to be used as the introduction, the massive introduction of the biochip into the American nation. This will be the elimination of freedom for all people, for all time, and the complete and absolute total control of humankind as we now know it.
Anthony,
and the population reduction, they're going to be talking about that. They're already doing
right,
that.
Right.
Of 80% or the killing of 4 out of 5 people.
One of the things, Anthony, that I'm very concerned about is what we are going to see with our very own eyes in, say, the next 5 years. What are some of the things that you're looking at as a result of this massive immigration boom in the next 5 years?
Well, first of all, there isn't 5 years. There's no 5 years because we're taking a look at gas prices going up beyond $3. It'll go to $4. It'll go to $5. And it's all under the pretense that there is a fuel shortage.
Mm-hmm.
The fuel is not extinguishable. It's renewable. It renews itself. It's abiotic fuel that we're using. We're using very little fossil fuels because most of the old fossils are not, they're, you know, it's not replenished. You know, the dinosaurs are dead. If you take a look at the freeway in Los Angeles, the 405, the San Diego freeway, in the afternoon, it's bumper to bumper, car to car. It doesn't stop. It's
1,000
miles of steel, and they're dumping these pollutants into the air. There's not that many dinosaurs. There weren't that many dinosaurs. We're not going towards the tail end of a fuel supply. It's inexhaustible. And if we take a look at what is replaceable to fossil fuels, to get rid of the fossil fuels, all we have to use is what is all about us, and that's water. 2/3 of the earth is covered with water. All we have to do is take the water, the H2O, and separate the oxygen, and it leaves the hydrogen. The hydrogen, not only when it is used in a car, in an internal combustion engine, it will then, after it is used, put back into the system clean air. You could take the dirty air in Mexico City, or in Cairo, or in Los Angeles, simply turn on the car with a hydrogen engine, and the hydrogen engine will excrete or drop water. It'll turn back into water. I've drank the water out of the tailpipe of an internal combustion engine. If you go to S, and if this is for you listening, S, as in Sam, dash freedom,
S-freedom.com. S-freedom.com. Yeah, I've seen that. I've actually seen that picture. Anthony, even water itself.
I'm drinking water out of the tailpipe of
right.
an internal combustion engine, uh-huh. out of a truck, and then doing wheelies and running around on the desert with water. And the water is produced, the hydrogen is produced at the plant, the place called Angel's Nest. There's no grid system.
Mm-hmm.
There's no hookup to outside water. There's no hookup to outside power. It produces its own power. It produces its own gasoline. For the people who drive up, they can drive out with a full tank of gas. The cost of it, we can probably bring this stuff down to 12 cents a gallon, like they do in Venezuela.
I'm concerned about why, on the topic of back to immigration, why there's this major shift happening right now with so many people at the same time coming across the border. And I can't help but contemplate.
It's by design.
Exactly. I can't help but contemplate what we are getting ready for, knowing what I know about problem, reaction, solution, as many as the audience members know listening to this program. What solution are they going to offer once things get so bad? And here's what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about waking up one day and realizing that, yes, the border is now closed, but it's not what we wanted. It's not the kind of border closing we want. A martial law police state border closing, I think, is in the works.
Well,
because it's not
the problem to continue to the point where the American public will accept a biochip a national ID card. That's what's in mind. And, of course, the replacement of American workers with Latin workers. And it's not for the benefit of the Latins. It's for the benefit of the Cassius cartel that controls the country. Because what they're going for is this internationalization of the nation.
So you think the borders are just going to be permanently going away?
Yes. I think we've, you know, if we continue to have this nation run by people from the skull and bones, the Brotherhood of Death, the Faustian financial fraternity, who creates money out of nothing and lends it back into circulation, we're going to have $2,000 an ounce gold. We'll probably have silver ranging, you know, $50 to $60 an ounce. We will have mandatory biochipping of the children for public aid or public assistance or public services. We're going to have the elimination of all freedoms for all people for all time, at least as we know it.
My God, it's amazing.
It's a virtual hell. The American nightmare, the American dream is over. The American nightmare is here.
So what can we do to stop it?
Well, first of all, by not only listening, by we expand this information. You take our tape, 911, the greatest lie ever sold. You can order it.
Oh, by the way, Anthony, how can someone get a hold of that film?
Well, they can write to me, and they can drop in a check for $34. To Anthony J. Hilder, Anthony J. Hilder, and the address is 11664. You simply send a donation of $34 to Anthony J. Hilder, 11664 National Boulevard,